Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, after a pastor has failed morally and disqualified himself, you often see him getting back into a pastoral role. In fact, sometimes he'll claim he's actually better equipped to minister to others because of that moral failure. What do you think of that? Does Scripture address that situation?
It's a tragedy. It's a travesty. It's disobedience. It is a massive blight on the church. For a pastor who has failed morally and been disqualified openly and publicly to come back into a pastoral role and claim he's better equipped to minister because of his moral failure, you see that. You see it in the news. You see it in the media. And they even write books, and they become the new nobility. They become the pastors that understand. You know, we feel your pain. We know your hurt. We've been there. This is in total violation of what Scripture teaches. One of my friends illustrated it like a balloon. A balloon only has one opportunity to hold air, and once you pop it, it can't take air again. You get one shot at integrity in the ministry. You get one shot at being qualified for the ministry, and once the balloon is popped, it can't ever be used again. And that's true in Scripture. Can a man be restored to the Lord? Sure. Can he be forgiven? Sure. Can he be a part of the church? Certainly. But can he stand in the pulpit and be the model of virtue and integrity and proclaim himself as blameless and above reproach? And can he say with the Apostle Paul, "Follow me because I follow Christ"? Is he the model to follow? Absolutely not. And anybody who assumes that position after being disqualified brings reproach on the ministry, on the name of Christ, before the church and the world.
Thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.